from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. He is Jacob Calvin Meyer. What's going on, Jacob?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for coming on this morning, man. Are you on baby duty again this morning?
Not yet. The wife's about to go to work in an hour. I got a question for you guys.
Uh-huh.
I'm about to start crawling. Is my life about to end?
Oh, yeah. Well, crawling, not as much. When they start walking around and start making you chase them, then that's when your life is over.
Yeah.
Right. Crawling is cute.
Yeah. Then when they start walking, then you got to put all the rubber bumpers on your tables.
Yeah.
That's fun.
They basically change your life. And that's fine. It's a good thing. Don't worry about it. You're fine. You're fine. Yeah, you're young. You got nothing else to do. Hey, Zach Eflin has been, he's 4-0 since becoming a Baltimore Oriole. This guy's a workhorse. 8 strikeouts last night, which is not a typical for him. No walks, which is very typical for him. Ed pointed out to me this year in over 130 innings, he has 15 walks.
Yep.
He has been absolutely spectacular since coming over to the Birds.
Yeah, I mean, you could say it was the best so far for a couple of weeks. It's been the best trade any team's made at the deadline. He's been as advertised and more. He's pitched exactly like his high-end range of outcomes, which is basically how he pitched last season when he finished 6th in AL Cy Young voting. And that's somebody who is going to reliably and professionally give you 6 or 7 innings every single time. He's almost never going to walk people. I think that's just – that aspect specifically is probably why in Tampa and then likely here he's going to be somebody that fans really like, just because the brand of baseball, the style of pitching – is one that's frankly more attractive than a guy who's going to be walking 3 or 4 people every time he goes out to start. It's a lot of fun watching somebody who's going to be pounding the zone. And then they've made a little bit of some tweaks, specifically with his cutter. He's throwing it a lot more than he was with Tampa. And that's led to some more swings and misses and to some more strikeouts like you saw last night. And so, especially with Grayson Rodriguez down, it's big to have Eflin pitching the way that he is.
We were talking earlier about this starting to look like they did earlier in the season. Now that you see, like, you know, Gunner's got his mojo back. It's a home run last night. Mountcastle, in a pinch hit situation, scorches one for an RBI. It looks like they're starting to, you know, come back. I mean, Santander's been hot since June, but other people now are starting to, you know, get it back. Do you have the feeling that they've maybe just, you know, coming out of this, like, kind of, I don't know, tepid period?
It does seem like that. What if they won 5 of their last 7 or something like that?
Yeah, and, quietly.
Yeah. Well, it's just because some of the losses in the stretch, like since the All-Star break, I think they're 14-12 or 15-12, and it just, some of the losses just feel different than they did earlier in the season or last year, where you've either got Gregory Soto coming in and he doesn't pitch well, or you've got some decisions that Brandon Hyde maybe makes that gets people frustrated, or a bunch of different factors that just kind of makes those losses feel maybe worse than your typical loss. But I do agree that it does seem like they're starting to break out of it, which is a good thing, because it was like a prolonged 2-month stretch there where not just them, but really every other really good team in baseball was struggling. I mean, the Orioles basically played 500 ball for a two and a half month stretch. And if they can start to heat up here as they get into, you know, mid to late September, that would be big. One thing looking at the schedule that's interesting is, you know, they've got Boston that could be a playoff team this weekend, and they've got the Mets and Houston next week, two other potential playoff teams, and then the Dodgers. But then after that, they've got the Rockies, the White Sox, the Tigers twice in September. I mean, their September schedule, remember I talked about how difficult the June schedule was. The September schedule has 4 off days and, you know, something like 12 games against teams that just aren't very good. So that's something when you look at it and you look at this division race, that really could help the Orioles.
Jacob Calvin Meyer joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
What do you think? Is any hope that we're going to get some of these guys back before the end of the season? Like Grayson. I know Bautista has been throwing now. I don't know if he's coming back anytime soon. But some of these, the pitches that we've lost, and anybody else?
Yeah. I think the team has hope. Whether where they fall on the most likely to least likely or percentage chance, I think would just be speculation, but I will speculate. I think Grayson Rodriguez might be the most likely to come back.
Mm-hmm.
They describe his shoulder muscle lat strain as mild. They said it's not as bad as what he experienced in 2022 when it delayed his, you know, big league call up. So it seems like that one's a little bit more mild. So as long as his rehab and once he starts throwing goes okay, because they say he's only going to take 10 days off and then they'll get him checked up again. If everything goes okay with his recovery, that one feels a little bit less tricky, and that he could be back in maybe mid-September, start a couple of games, and then be ready, fully ready for the postseason. So the Westberg thing is tough because those bird bones in the hand, you just don't know how they're going to heal. You have no idea. I mean, he's not. I don't know what the timeline is. He's still wearing some sort of cast or protection. It might not be a couple weeks until he can even pick up a bat. And so it's like, how does that work? Is there specific healing that needs to go on? Is there different types of recovery? What's it going to be like getting back into the swing? And then you have the addition of, man, you haven't seen major league pitching for 6 weeks. You might have to do a rehab assignment. That one feels tricky. And then Danny Coulombe is also tricky because he had surgery and he had bone chips removed. And so there's really no way to know with those two guys, and they seem tricky, but I think it's a little bit more straightforward with Grayson, if that makes sense.
Yeah, there you go. Jacob Calvin Meyer, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. What are you working on right now, Jacob?
Trying to keep this baby alive when my wife goes to work.
All right, Jacob. Thanks a lot, my man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.